May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, today's lessons for me show just a couple of major themes. One, it's all about our compassionate, caring, and listening God, especially for them back there in the ancient days, because the pagan gods, they really felt that they were aloof, they were incapable of feeling, that you had to bring them foods, and that was to appease them so they wouldn't retaliate. The Israelites' understanding, and now our understanding of God, has grown and grown so much, and it's because of the lessons that we are, thank God, people have faithfully written them down in the past. But it's also about listening to God first, and then learning God's will, and learning the needs of others. And we have example of that in each lesson. And then serving, having action, because love without action is not love. We have to serve God if we love Him, and we have to serve each other if we love one another, as Jesus loved us. And actually, the collect is a good one. The collect is what collects our thoughts for the day, for the lessons, and this is a good one. I love it. It starts out, "O God, from whom all good proceeds." Everything good comes from God. We tend to mess it up, but if we remember last week, the lessons were how God, through Jesus Christ, kind of cleans up our sin, you know, redeems us, forgives us our sins, and sets order to everything. God can redeem anything. And so all good proceeds from our God, and then we're asking, by His inspiration, we may do them. And that's all about action. And that's all about love. And right off the bat, we have Elijah. And there he was visiting, and her son dies, and she complains, and he's like, "Oh my goodness," and I can just imagine how he was. He's like, "Okay, just give me your son." So he took her son, went upstairs because he wanted to be alone with God, and said, "What the heck is going on? You know, don't kill her son off. You know, here I am. You're one of your holy men." And so God listened, just as He always does. And Elijah listened to her, but he also went to be alone to listen to God. And he was healed. The son was healed. And God was glorified. And I'm sure Elijah was thrilled. But then we get to the gospel, and I love this, because our world is filled with pain. Our world is filled with suffering, grief, sorrow, and sin. Yes, there's joy. Yes, there's life. Yes, there's all the exciting things in our world today, but there is a lot of pain and suffering. And we know that all too well from the TV, you know, CNN in Oklahoma, our own area, all over the world, there's suffering and there's torment. So what happens? What do we learn about Jesus and how He deals with our pain? Well, first and foremost, we know that He came to earth to be and to live among us and to be our example. So after He had healed the centurion slave, which was last week, Jesus went to a new town, Nain. And what happens? He's approaching. And there was a procession, a woman weeping. And if the Jews that I know, and I have many Jewish friends from Miami, they were very demonstrative. Just like the Irish, when I was over in Ireland, they were very demonstrative in their grief. I mean, very raw in their grief. And so I just can imagine the grief of this woman, you know, as she walked along in front of front of her dead son. So there she was. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. So what happened? Jesus paid attention. He was not distracted from her because he focused right on the sorrow and the pain and the grief of everyone in that procession. He was going one way, but he noticed and he listened and he was aware of the grief. And he went to her. Because just think about how compassionate and loving our Savior truly is in every single minute, every single moment of his life here on earth. And so he went forward and he touched the bier. And can you imagine the men that were holding it? They had heard about him healing the centurion's son. Can you imagine really being there and have that man being dead on the bier, the mother's weeping, and Jesus comes up to touch it? It's like everybody stopped. They wanted to see, oh my gosh, what is going to happen next? The excitement, the anticipation of the action, of the love, of the compassion of our Lord must have just filled the area. And so he tells her, do not weep. And he touches the bottom, and they stand still. And then Jesus looks and he says, young man, I say to you, rise. And what happens? The young man sits up and he begins to speak. And Jesus gave the boy, or gave the young man, to his mother. Maybe not in the exact same way, but that's what our Lord does for each and every one of us. In everyone in his entire creation, if we take the time to listen to him, to speak to him, to have a relationship with him, he gives us what we need. Our Lord is present. That's what Jesus is telling us. God is present with us every single moment of every day, and he cares. We are not alone. And our God, through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is our sure salvation. So what do we learn today? We learn that we are to love others as Jesus loved us. And that's with action. We learn that we are supposed to maybe go away for a moment, pray, and be with God so we can listen to him, what he wants from us, what he wants us to do, what he wants us to be for him, so that we can glorify him as Jesus did. We are to love and to have action for God. We are to love and have action for one another. And then as a group, have love, service, and action out in the world. That's what Jesus is calling us to do today and every day. So if we can, let's end and say the contemporary college one more time together. We can pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may be right. Through Jesus Christ,